In August 1999, I set out early in the morning to drive into Devon with my children. Our aim was to go as far west as we could, because that was the day when there was to be a total eclipse of the sun. We got as far as Salcombe and paid 50 pence to park in a field outside the town. The field was full of people. Some were eating picnics. Children were playing. Dogs were barking and all was noise and bustle. We sat on a rug on the grass and waited. And then the eclipse began. Although it was cloudy and we couldn't see the sun, it began to grow dark. The dogs, the cattle and the sheep became quiet and lay down. The birds went to roost in the trees. The children fell silent. Darkness came over the whole land. For a moment I wondered, would it ever be the same again? Would the sun return? Reason and knowledge seemed weak and uncertain, and doubt loomed. And then the sky began to lighten, and animals began to move. The noise of people leaving to go back to their homes reassured us of the return of the rhythm of life. Darkness covered the earth for 3 hours before Jesus cried out, forsaken and alone. Then he cried out a second time. After the desolation, after the despair, after the abandonment, he cried out again. This time there were no words. This is the time beyond desolation. This is the time drained of despair. This is the time when abandonment is all there is and all there has ever been. This time the cry is without words, incoherent, abandoned by meaning. In this moment, the moment of absolute vulnerability, the moment beyond words, beyond explanation, in this moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two. This was the curtain that divided the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. This was the curtain that only opened to the high priest on the holiest day of the year. This was the curtain that divided God from the people. Jesus cried out a second time, and at the very moment that God seemed furthest away, the things that divide us from God were torn down. In the moment of greatest desolation, glory was revealed. At the end, the curtain opened to a new beginning. After the darkness had covered the earth, the curtain opened to let the light in, and a new day dawned. Jesus breathed his last. In this moment, reconciliation became possible. In this moment, righteousness and peace kissed. In this moment, the cross, instrument of torture and death, became the symbol of transforming love. We stand at the foot of the mysterious, unfathomable, transforming cross. We proclaim Christ crucified. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.